Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hey there, how are you? Tuesday, October 8th, Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. You can find us at stevejonesshow.com. Find our podcast. We're on Apple Podcast app, Google Play, search Steve Jones Show, hit that subscribe button. If you happen to listen to us on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review that helps get the word out even further to Nittany Lion Nation. We have 3 months of shows archived at stevejonesshow.com. Steve will be in the Sunbury Motors studio in a moment. Sunbury Motors, Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, North 4th Street, Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We'll hear from Penn State head football coach James Franklin as the Nittany Lions take on Iowa in Iowa City, the Saturday night showdown in Kinnick, which you'll hear on WKOK Saturday night beginning at 6 with the pregame. Steve, Jack, Matt, and Roger after 7:30 with the kick from Kinnick Stadium coming up this weekend. James Franklin had a chance to lead off his press conference this afternoon by commenting on a letter that appeared on social media last night. It was posted by safety Jonathan Sutherland. He received a letter from a Penn State alum that was critical of his appearance because of his dreadlocks. And James Franklin defending Jonathan Sutherland and the university. And we will hear comments from Coach Franklin in just a little bit. The letter was written by Dave Peterson from Johnstown, describing Sutherland's hair, appearance, and demeanor. They were criticized. Said that the Peterson says he and his wife, quote-unquote, missed the clean-cut young men and women from those days. Watching the Idaho game, we couldn't help but notice your awful hair. Surely there must be mirrors in the locker room. Don't you have parents or a girlfriend who've told you the shoulder-length dreadlocks look disgusting? Quote-unquote from a letter by Dave Peterson sent to Jonathan Sutherland. And it didn't take long for many Penn State alumni to defend the university and to defend Jonathan, that Penn State is, we don't deal with, we deal with equality. You know, everyone's equal. Everyone's moving forward with the same goal. And that stuff like this really should not be tolerated. So, but kudos to Jonathan for stepping up for sure. But we'll hear from Coach Franklin. Yeah. He'll talk a little bit about that briefly. And we'll throw that coming up soon.
Let me just get into this briefly. All right. Obviously, I don't know the person, so I don't know. I don't know them or how they feel about issues of race or whatever. So I'm not going to get into that part because I want to be consistent in what I'm about to say. I am sick and tired, and this happens not just with this letter, but in so many other areas. I'm getting sick and tired of people feeling that they can be so bold that they can write something like this or say something in the view from 30,000 feet and have no idea who the person is. Right? In other words, the person that wrote this doesn't know Jonathan Sutherland at all. Doesn't know them. Doesn't know Jonathan Sutherland at all. As a person. And so in the letter, it references the length of his hair. when Jonathan Sutherland was a quarterback club last year, I asked him, I said, so how long does it take to get the hair that long? He said, it's about 10 years. And I looked, I said, so if I go for 10 years, what do you think? He goes, no, Steve, I don't think so. You know, kidding. You want to know what the standard I have? The standard I have in my life is, how do people treat me? Now, I have to do my job and I have to treat them well. But how do they treat me? So I don't care whether it's with James Franklin or Patrick Chambers or all those years with Joe Paterno or Jerry Dunn or Bruce Parkhill, right? And then when it comes to the players, whether it's Taylor Battle, Joe Crispin, whether it's Sean Clifford, Shaka Tony, or in this case, Jonathan Sutherland. My standard is simple. Right? I try to do the best I can to treat them well, and then I really bond with somebody because they treat me well. Jonathan Sutherland is Dean's List. Jonathan Sutherland grew up, I want to say, in Ottawa, in Canada. I think in that area. His parents then, because he had a shot at being an American football player, his parents then got him to a high school in Virginia. And his brother, by the way, they got to a high school situation in Connecticut. He is well-spoken, well-thought-of, intelligent, is a really good football player. And who cares? I mean, I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what your orientation is. I don't care if you have long hair. I don't care if you're a male player who wears earrings. I don't care. Okay? It doesn't matter to me where you're from. It doesn't matter to me what you look like. It doesn't matter. What it matters is, how well do you treat me? And shouldn't that be the standard for everybody? I'm just sick and tired of all the judgment from 30,000 feet. Get to know somebody. Jonathan Sutherland gives back to his community. He's a Dean's List guy. Right? And how many times did you hear me mention on the show during the summertime that the two acknowledged leaders in the offseason workouts were Sean Clifford and Jonathan Sutherland? And neither one surprised me. Whomever wrote this letter didn't talk about the blonde hair out the back of the helmets of Blake Gilligan and Jordan Stout. Was there a problem with that? I'm so sick of this judgment stuff. Stop judging. Know who you're talking about. Hey? If you deal with somebody and you think they're a bad person, okay. At least now you've met them several times. You sit back and go, that he or she is not, they're not very nice. They're not good people. Right? That's from personal experience. But to judge from 30,000 feet, I'm just so sick of it. Get to know somebody. My goodness, who is universally praised as being one of the great guys out there? Larry Fitzgerald. How long's his hair? We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. Great to have you with us on the show today. But we had to talk about that out of the gate. It was really important. I don't get all the judgment. You make a judgment about a guy based on the fact that he's got dreadlocks at the back of his helmet? Who cares? Just start judging people by who they are and how they treat you. Oh. Boy. Everybody comes from different backgrounds, and you know what? And guess what? I know for me personally, I feel like I'm a better person for all the different backgrounds that I've met in my life than they're different from mine. Hopefully they feel the same way about me. But, wow,
I'm trying to get a vibe from where this guy's coming from, and I just have a feeling he's not on Twitter, and he has no idea of the power of Twitter. he's learning about it today. I mean,
well, I understand. And Antonio Shelton, I'll say this. Antonio, who worked next to me, I didn't help him much, but who worked next to me at Channel 3 all summer, along with Cam Sullivan Brown, two awesome guys who were just great to be around and work with. And Antonio Shelton, he put that out. You want to know why? Because he's got his teammates back. He's got his teammates back. And there are a lot of fans, by the way, who are jumping in, I can tell, and they've got the team's back. But I thought James Franklin made a powerful statement today. He made a statement that I've believed in for a long time about what the game means beyond just winning and losing games. And we'll hear it in the next half hour. But hey, all this judgment stuff from 30,000 feet, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. Now, it's okay to sit there and have opinions about something somebody says, whatever, you know, or actions. And that's different. But when you're writing, you write a letter to somebody, well, first of all, why do you care? But you're writing a letter to somebody you don't even know. His hair's long. Ooh. Who cares? Sean Clifford had a beard during last week. All right, fine. He shaved for the game. Okay, fine. Who cares? That's what he decided to do. And you know what the difference between Sean Clifford and Jonathan Sutherland is when it comes to how they treat me? None. They both treat me great. Hopefully I've reciprocated. That's what it comes down to. Personal relationships. People are people. Hey, some people want to wear their hair short, no facial hair, no tattoos, fine. Some people want to have short hair and tattoos. Some people want to have long hair and tattoos. Some people want to have long hair and no tattoos. Who cares? Are they good people? He is. He's met my standard in life. He's a great guy. Who, by the way, I think is a heck of a football player. All right. A lot of other things to talk about today, too. We'll let James Franklin, his statement, I think, speaks and screams volumes. We will hear that at the just past the bottom of the hour. We mentioned yesterday that Holy Redeemer will be taking on Chickalamy this week. Southern Columbia will take on Wyoming Area. In reality, in today's high school football, in this particular year, that's better for all four parties. Better for Chickalamy, it's a better matchup. Same story for Holy Redeemer. Same for Southern Columbia, which is looking for a challenge. No offense to the fine people at Chickalamy, it was not going to be a challenge. But they'll get more of one in Wyoming Area. That's fine. I was glad to see they did it. Now, I'm sure some people have, you know, whined, moaned, and complained about it's going to be in Berwick, and they got to drive there, and they got to set up, and then they got to, you know, but let's leave the suit out of it.
But we do have to give credit to Bo Orlando, athletic director at Berwick, because, you know, that was the plan we first heard 3+ weeks ago. Then they're going to revert, oh, we'll go back to the regularly scheduled games. Now you're going to go back to this plan. So it's a test of patience for the Berwick people too. So kudos to them for, you know, keeping the place open for both teams on Friday night.
Was Bo Orlando a player or what?
Huh? Oh,
good player.
Yeah.
And he understands competitive athletics. He knows. And I said, look, this, everybody agreed on it. Right? There's a reason everybody agreed on it. That's fine. All right. Penn State's got Iowa coming up on Saturday night. It's going to be cold there. It's going to be it's kickoff about 41, 42, fall into the upper 30s. little bit of a breeze, maybe 10 to 15 miles per hour. You know?
Well, if that wind's at Jordan Stout's back, then the ball could go to Des Moines.
We're going to start with Dyersville.
Lovely. Work our way around the state. Very good.
Yeah, well, we're going to go to Field of Dreams first. So we're going to start with Dyersville. Yeah. Where the White Sox and Yankees will play next year.
Oh, that's right. They're building a field right next to
yes.
the field that was in the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. And that'll be next year. And I think that's neat. I think that's one of the neat things that they're doing. So we'll start with that one. But look, it's going to be a great atmosphere. I think that's terrific. Stripe out. They're going to wear special uniforms. This will be the second time we've participated in the wave to the children at the hospital. That hospital is terrific, by the way. I actually one time needed to go over there because I had a tear duct that needed to be opened. So John Streif, who for years was the outstanding trainer at Iowa, said, "Yeah, Steve, come with me." And they came in and they took care of it. And they're really, really good people over there. Really good people. And you know what? To those families that are sitting there and they've got and what they're going through, it's not just great for the children that are there, but it's really great for the families. They can sit up there, they can watch the game, they get the recognition from the crowd. It's uplifting for everybody. It's not easy being, for example, a parent that's going through that. So it's as uplifting for them as it is for the child. And I think it's really cool. In college football, there are a lot of great traditions. There is none to me that is more heartfelt than that. That is a heartfelt tradition. And to sit there and just be one of 75,000 people. You know, they got 72,000 in there plus everybody else. But be one of 75,000 people just do something simple like that. It's pretty cool. All right, James Franklin's press conference is coming up in the next half hour. By the way, on Thursday this week, do we have our lineup set for the roundtable?
We sure do.
Let me guess. The person that we go over to Brewer's Outlet and buy wine, or should we go cheese? We buy cheese to go with his wine.
Oh, they got cheese there, too. Oh, wow.
Won't be there. Somebody tells me it's the Chief again, right?
Oh, yeah. How about the Chief seeing that great finish to Air Force Navy?
Epic.
On? Yes.
Epic.
Yes.
Epic. Oh, my goodness. All right. James Franklin's press conference next half hour here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Great to be with you. Sean Carey around, alongside. And the suit keeping the economic engine going.
Thank goodness. Someone has to around here. We'll just stay over here and take care of the heavy lifting and do our thing when the red light's on.
Don't worry about us. We'll just do the work. All right, so.
Great. We don't have room in our, we don't have much room in our studios to prop our feet up anyway, so yeah, we just, you know. We're just a bunch of grinders over here.
Right. Exactly. Nose to the grindstone.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So today, an important start to the press conference for James Franklin, which then transitioned into the game itself.
Teams all over this country are the purest form of humanity that we have. We don't judge. we embrace differences. We live, we learn, we grow, we support, and we defend each other. We're a family. Penn State football, Penn State University, and Happy Valley provide the same opportunities to embrace one another 12 Saturdays each fall. PSU football brings people together like very few things on this planet. 110,000 fans from all different backgrounds throughout our region, from all different parts of the state, and they're hugging and high-fiving and singing Sweet Caroline together. This is my football. This is the game that I love, and most importantly, my players that I love and will defend like sons. Ultimately, this is the definition and embodiment of what we are is all about. Lastly, Jonathan Sutherland is one of the most respected players in our program. He's the ultimate example of what our program is all about. He's a captain. He's a Dean's List honor student. He's confident. He's articulate. He's intelligent. He's thoughtful. He's caring, and he's committed. He's got two of the most supportive parents, and I would be so blessed if my daughters would marry someone with his character and integrity one day. Now back to Iowa. Iowa, 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 and Iowa. So, seems somewhat ridiculous, but I'm going to talk about the Purdue game right now, because that's our normal routine. Players of the week on offense, winner, Jahan Dotson and Noah Kane. On defense, Shaka Toney and Lamont Wade. And then on special teams, Journey Brown. Talking about our next opponent, Iowa has so much respect for Kirk Ferentz, you know, in their program. The consistency that they've had, I think, is incredible, you know, in a profession that there's not a whole lot of that left. He's done an unbelievable job for that university, the consistency on their staff. You know, it's amazing. You put the tape on, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball, it looks the same as it did 4 years ago. And I hope that comes off the wrong way, because I mean that as the ultimate compliment. They do what they do, and they do it really well. Obviously, going into Kinnick Stadium is going to be a challenge. We look forward to being able to wave to the children in the Children's Hospital, one of the most special traditions in all of college football. We also know how successful that they have been playing in these type of games. Ohio State number 3, Nebraska number 17, Michigan number 2, Michigan number 15, Michigan State number 5. We know how successful they've been in these types of games. Returning 12 starters, you look at them offensively. Brian Ferentz is their offensive coordinator, done a great job. You look at kind of who they are. They're an 11 personnel team and 12 personnel team. They'll also get into 21 and 22. They're maybe a little bit than how they're maybe a little bit different than how they've been in years past. Stylistically, on offense, we're impressed with Tristan Wirfs, the offensive tackle. Really, both offensive tackles too. Alaric Jackson, number 77. The quarterback, Nate Stanley, big, good-looking, seasoned, experienced quarterback. I was kind of really impressed with him at the Big Ten Media Days. He's a big, good-looking sucker. And then wide receiver number 6, Smith Marset, and then wide receiver number 89, who's also a return specialist, and Nico, I don't want to mispronounce his last name. Defensively, Phil Parker, I think, does as good a job as anybody in the country. Obviously, their defense is ranked extremely high and very well thought of in scoring defense. Been there for 21 years, 7 years as the defensive coordinator. Again, you look at what they do defensively. They're a four-down bench front, mainly a two-high team with variations of one high, whether it's cover three or fire zone pressures. You look at them again, their scoring defense is ranked third in the country and third in FBS. third in the Big Ten. We're very, very impressed with their defensive end, A.J. Epinesa, number 94. Number 11, Michael Ola. Again, I don't want to mispronounce his name, but number 11, their cornerback. And then their safety, number 9, Geno Stone. We've been very impressed with him. He's a kid from Pennsylvania. I think he's playing extremely well. You know, it's hard to watch a young man from Pennsylvania playing at another program in our conference playing so well. I got a lot of respect for him. He has really developed into one of the premier players, in my mind, in the Big Ten. Excuse me. Special teams, they do a great job. As we know, they gave us a bunch of challenges and fits last year on special teams. LeVar Woods does a great job for them. As an Iowa grad, does a great job. So, you know, again, appreciate everybody coming out to cover Penn State football. Open up to questions.
Rich Scarsella, Reading Eagle.
Good afternoon, James.
Hey, Rich, how are you, buddy?
I'm fine, thanks. James, Shaka Toney, you talked about after the game Saturday. Can you describe his growth since his arrival at Penn State? And can you cite an example or two of his leadership on the defensive line and on the team?
Yeah, he's been great. You know, we couldn't be more proud of Shaka. I have a very close relationship with Shaka's mom and sisters and brother. You look how Shaka has grown really since he stepped on campus in really every area. Obviously, you look at him physically. You know, we actually recruited him to be an outside linebacker at first at 195 pounds. Changed his mind during the recruiting process and wanted to be a defensive end. And just has embraced it. You know, he's embraced the entire Penn State experience. I think our program has embraced Shaka. He's really turned into being one of the better defensive ends. I think for me to say a pass rush specialist, I don't think that's fair. I think he does so much more than that. He is a fiercely loyal guy to his teammates. Very respected in our locker room, is fiercely loyal to his teammates. He's really done well. You know, I'm proud of him. I think he's going to continue to do great things here at Penn State. I think he's got a bright future after Penn State. But I'm really proud of him, really in every area. He's a really good example of a young man coming to Penn State and taking advantage of all the resources. And I'm really proud of him. And I will also say that I think his family has been a big part of it. I think we're able to work together because. One of Shaka's greatest strengths and weakness is he can be stubborn at times. But I think because we have such a great relationship with the whole family, we work together. Shaka's got great perspectives. He's thoughtful. He's intelligent. He cares about his teammates. He cares about a lot of different subjects. And he's been great. I've learned a lot from Shaka. I appreciate Shaka. And I know our team does as well. And I think, you know, what you saw on Saturday, you're just going to continue to see from him. I think the thing that probably people don't appreciate enough is how intelligent he is. His football IQ is off the charts. So, couldn't be more excited about, Shaka and his future at Penn State and very appreciative about how he's gone about his business.
Derek Lars, Book Spare Times Leader.
Hi, James. How are you?
Good, Derek. How are you?
I'm doing well. James, through the first month, how do you think Sean Clifford has handled stepping into the leadership role, and how do you think the rest of the team has responded to him so far?
Really good. It's kind of how he's wired. I also think he's been groomed for this. I take a lot of pride that that we've developed our quarterbacks in house. I love his approach. He's been aggressive since the day he stepped on campus. From a football perspective, from a weight room perspective, really all of it. From a leadership perspective, he's probably more vocal than what Trace was. But he is fiery and he's competitive and he understands how to prepare. He understands that playing the quarterback position it's a lifestyle. You know, you're not the quarterback when you step on the football field. You're the quarterback when you leave your house in the morning. You're the quarterback when you go to bed and put your head on the pillow. Everybody knows that you're the quarterback on campus, and you need to understand that. You know, I think I've said this before, is if you think that's pressure, then you probably shouldn't be playing quarterback. But that's the reality of it. Even at little old East Stroudsburg, that was ingrained in me and taught to me, playing quarterback is a lifestyle. It really is. And to be honest with you, I think that's kind of permeated through our entire program, that, Shaka Tony knows being a part of Penn State football and being a defensive lineman, it's a lifestyle. It's not just, showing up and what you do on the field. It's all of it.
Mark Wilgenrich, Allentown Morning Call.
Hi, James.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Noah Kane came to Penn State via, I believe it was Louisiana, Texas, Florida. How did those experiences he had in those places shape him into the player he is now?
Well, I think the fact that, him having a little bit of a different path, playing really high competition, having to compete at a really high level very early on. It's funny, we talk about, our running back room. He had the same running back situation in high school, maybe not four, but multiple guys that he shared the ball with and took advantage of his opportunities. So, he's prepared for this. Also got two parents that are very involved in the process. His parents are here all the time, mom for games, dad for games and practices, really. They've just been great, so he's having a lot of early success. He's a very mature guy. You guys will get to know that as you get to know him more. He's a very mature guy. He's very well liked and respected, within our program. I don't think anybody's surprised by the success that he's having. And as you guys know, we feel about that, about all four of them, sometimes I think, based on when a guy goes in the game or how the game is called at the time that the person is in there, impacts it as well. But we got four guys that we feel really good about, and he's brought a lot of value to the room. And, I saw a video that our social media people put out the other day of those guys. I think Noah was getting interviewed in the locker room. Then the other running backs came in and kind of messing with him. I think Coach Sider's done a really good job of the culture of that position and how much they care about each other and how much they support each other. It's really good. It's really good. It's really healthy. It's really positive.
Frank Bodani, York Daily Record.
Hi, good afternoon, James.
Hey, Frank.
Your defense through five games, very highly rated, ranked, regarded. Having said that, is there a next step for those guys for growth? Is there one, two areas that you as a coach see, hey, we still got to get a good bit better in this or that?
Well, I think the first thing I would say is that we're one of only two programs in the country that are ranked in the top five in scoring offense and scoring defense. So I think, we're playing, at a really high level on both sides of the ball, and I think one complements the other. But yeah, I think, for us, protecting the football on offense and creating turnovers on defense is something that we always emphasize and believe in. Creating explosive plays and eliminating explosive plays, both on offense and defense are important. It's hard. It's hard to find a whole lot of things to be critical about, with our defense right now. I think the one area that we could improve on is turnovers, and is getting a few turnovers, we'll see. Last time I gave a little bit of criticism in this meeting was against the defensive line, and they weren't real happy about it, but they've responded fairly well. So, maybe if I bring up these turnovers, maybe we'll have, 10 turnovers in the game on Saturday.
Joe Giuliano, Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hi, James.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good.
Your guys seemed pretty fired up on Twitter last night. I just wondered how you keep this letter from becoming a distraction for your preparations for Iowa.
Were you on in the beginning of this call?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I've kind of covered it. You know, I'd like to really focus on Iowa, moving forward. I'm pretty pleased with how our guys, have handled it. Again, to your point, the way we keep the focus to where it is by spending our time talking about Iowa and preparing for Iowa. You know, again, I don't want you guys to think it's not like we stick our heads in the sand and don't have an awareness of what's going on in our country, that we don't have an awareness of what's going on in our community or on campus. But I also know that our guys, want to continue building what we're building from a football-specific perspective. And the way we do that is by sticking to our process and keeping things as consistent as we possibly can.
That's James Franklin at his press conference earlier today. We'll come back next half hour. Neil Coulong on the Steelers as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Penn State Nittany Lions play on WKOK.
Motion toward us by Hamler. It's Clifford up the middle to the goal line. Touchdown, Penn State. The Nittany Lions take the lead.
Penn State football is sponsored by Sunbury Motor Company, Shade Mountain Winery, W&L Subaru, Turbotville National Bank, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck. This Saturday night, the Nittany Lions take on Iowa. Airtime 6 p.m. Kickoff 7:30 on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Scared of visiting your local car dealer or even peeking at their website?
Don't be afraid to shop at Sunbury Motors Kia.
There's no scary monsters or witchcraft at SMC. They're a family-owned dealership that's been in the car business for over 100 years. Right now, hurry in for 0% financing for up to 75 months on select 2019 Kia models. Plus, save as much as $5,000 off on a 2019 Kia Sorento S, $3,400 off on a 2019 Kia Forte LXS, and save an incredible $9,600 off on a 2019 Kia Stinger GT1.
The only thing scary about SMC is the traffic jam these deals will create on Routes 11 and 15.
Your car buying fears aside and get to Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Offer available to qualified buyers through KMF. Offers expire 10/31/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com.
Okay, so that commercial we just played where the young man asks what dad does at work all day.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can we be in the room when Suit Light asks that question? Because I'm anxious to find out.
Inquiring minds
really,
want to know.
Is it really this easy? Is it really this easy?
That's why he has the that's, you know, that was easy red button on his desk.
Oh, boy.
Actually, we had it out at the front desk at Sammy's desk, but I think Sue kifed it, put it on his desk.
Well, just so you know, I mean, Sammy works hard.
She does.
So, I mean, let's just keep it all in perspective.
Right.
Got your back, Sammy.
Yep.
Sue, not so much. Oh, I hate those guys.
Well, we can't help it. He's got interim in his title. He's fighting. He's fighting for a spot on the roster.
Do we get a vote?
No. It's true. It is election season. That's right. Less than a month away.
It is absolutely election season. And now, we know Dave Ritchie. Yeah, we know how he'd vote. He's as loyal gets. Wetzel, I'm not so sure.
That's true. He's now golfed with Kevin, so that's true.
Yeah. Wetzel now seems to see things the way we do.
And he had to share the booth with Kevin, too, last Saturday night. So.
Oh, did he really? Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, they're in the same booth together. Oh, yeah, just down the table. Just down the table from each other. Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh. And they both, Wetzel. He'd be the first to tell you what a great job Matt Catrillo did. All right, so.
Matt was probably a separator in the booth. He probably had Matt and Justin and a spotter and the PA announcer and just try to keep them two apart.
Because you know how competitive the suit gets.
Oh, come on.
All right, Neil Kulong next half hour on the Steelers quarterback situation. Mike Tomlin, by the way, is like, I'm not going to the Redskins. Yeah, but so many of you want to drive the Super Bowl winning coach out of town. Okay. I understand.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.